Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Why, hello there. Absolutely live and twice as ugly. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And we're going to kick this day off. We're going to talk a little combat pistol craft all the way to combat pistol craft today. And, of course, we're going to be talking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. Good afternoon, Obi-Wan. You don't mind me calling you Obi-Wan, right? Right, you don't mind me calling you Obi-Wan?
Oh, no, man. I thought you cut out there for a second.
Oh, no.
I didn't quite catch what you said.
It's the dram of live radio. I'm listening. I'm waiting. You're listening. You're waiting. It's just the way it is.
Stepped on each other. All right, stepped no on worries, each other. Man. What do you got for me today, man? What are you thinking?
So, today I've been looking around. And one thing I've noticed as I look at the other trainers, because I'm trying to, I'm not trying to change anything. I've just been watching video, just interested, just interested to see what everybody's got going on.
Doing comparative study?
Not necessarily comparative, just looking. And what's interesting is the things that I find that are similar. And the things that I find that are similar to the Super Dave rig, because I have a Super Dave rig. And it is built for the Glock 45, and I do have a Glock 45. And one thing that I noticed is that even with the Super Dave rig, which although that holster is not built in that really close running style, it is really close up to the body. And that seems to be where everybody is de facto going now, and I'm seeing less of today's trainers sitting out there with the big, Safariland rig that will hold a pistol about the size of the blaster from Star Wars.
Yeah, like a work rig.
Yeah.
Right. And referred to as a work rig.
So, I mean, is this close-in tight holster, is this today's work?
What do you mean, kind of like a trend or something?
Not necessarily a trend, but I mean, it's just what I see everybody carrying. It's what you do. It's what everybody else does. You actually designed your own. Most don't. I mean, you designed yours.
The fact of the matter is, let me clarify something about the S-Dave rig. Okay, I call it the S-Dave rig because it's the rig I set up for myself.
Right.
But it supports the actual setup itself, supports legitimate standard operating procedures. You see what I mean?
I do.
You could use any manufacturer's kit, but if you understand the working SOPs to the gear layout, your gear layout would be basically exactly the same.
Right.
Now, you can always take away from it. Now, here's something that's kind of unique, but it's more of a perspective, okay?
Right.
You can take away, some people would say, oh, wow, I don't need all that. And that's fine. But I would bet you they don't understand why it's even there in the first place. I would hope that would not be the case. But dig this. You can always take away. If you think it's too much, you can always take away from it a little bit.
Sure.
But your dress and your clothing still needs to support concealing that type of gear. You follow me?
I do.
So if you have to be concerned about concealing it from a minimalist standpoint, you might as well wear the maximum, you know?
Right.
Because you still have to conceal it. But then again, not everybody has. This was something that I pointed out to a dude the other day. He's wire strong, little wiry dude, but he's thin. And he just didn't have enough real estate around his waist to cinch the belt. You know, with the legit setup on, he just didn't have the body space. So he had to trim up, trim back on the reserve mags a little bit. You know, he went with two on the left and one in the front on the right, in front of the holster on the right. Because, you know, he had other things he wanted to carry, you know, like a light and I don't know what else it was. Some type of folding blade pouch, something like that.
Well, how was he concealing that? I mean, that's not on your Super Day rig, is it?
No. You didn't understand what I was saying.
Okay.
Okay, his waist is a much thinner waist.
Right, I know. He's
so he doesn't have the real estate for six reserve mag pouches.
Right.
In a holster.
That part I got. I was just wondering, knowing that. I mean, if you're sitting there and you're knowing that, and you're like, well, I want to wear a belt system and everything else, your belt system is going to be dependent on, as you put it, how much real estate you got on there. What was he, like a 28-inch or something?
But then I don't know, man. A little tiny dude. I just call him skinny.
I got you.
I don't know. Skinny, medium, and large. And extra large. But the cool thing about it is, this is what I want to reinforce, man, about the S-Dave rig from a conceptual standpoint. Your kit and equipment can be anything that you want it to be. Period.
Right.
That's the cool thing about it. That's just what I came up with, if you recall, you know, from the standpoint of doing deployments where, you know, I am in Indian country by myself or, you know, with one other individual. You know, not to kind of fudge on the two-man rule, but, you know, there's times you can't help it. You wind up in somewhere by yourself, and you've got what you've got.
Right.
And if you're in a, you know, permissive, semi-permissive environment, you're still on your own. You're the only person you got to rely on. So that's kind of how I went about working out my rig, in support of what I need to be the correct contingencies or standard operating procedures for either mechanical or shooter-induced malfunctions, human error.
Right.
You know, those are covered down on. So, but you bring up an interesting point, man. How much is not enough? And I've spoke to this a couple times.
Well, tell you what, coming up on the first break, hold it right there and pick that up on the other side, because we're getting to that point, because I want to ask about perceptions and certain things like that, just because, you know, it just makes me think. I'm just trying to stimulate my own thought process. Dave Harrington is Super Dave. He is the chief instructor at Combat Speed LLC. You can access his website at combatspeed.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We'll be right back. MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to MGS.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Right. Welcome back from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. We are talking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. There's a lot of people, a lot of new people out there today that are carrying guns for the first time, and they're probably questioning what they're doing. Is this not enough? Is this too much? You know, there's maybe some people have been carrying guns for years. Is this not enough? Is this too much? Your approach is all based upon two things. Ammunition is a very good thing to have if you're actually engaged in a gunfight of any length. And two, it's not just ammunition, it's mechanics. There's failures involved and everything else with magazines and all that other stuff. What works today may not work when you need it to work, that kind of stuff. So
right.
with you came up with this number for what you deemed to be an acceptable level of equipment that mitigates the risk. Is that right?
Right. Exactly.
But then the question, okay, here's where, pick it up there if you would.
Yeah, where we dropped off, how much is too much? And there is no easy answer. The bottom line is you need to do a threat assessment on what you do, how you do it, where you do it at, who you do it with, you know, what is the actual level of threat that you may encounter. And this actually can rewind back to the point of doing your homework prior to even purchasing a pistol. Doing your homework, knowing and understanding what you're purchasing a pistol for is going to influence the actual pistol you purchase, because there's so many different firearms out there. It's unreal. But dig this. Also, your skill, your ability should weigh heavy in on that decision.
Sure.
You know what you know and understand about firearms and how they work and how to make them go bang and hit the target. And I'll give you a perfect example. You know, the person that really doesn't, we'll call him the average bear, okay?
Sure.
The average bear gets the idea he's going to buy him a pistol. So he goes, doesn't know that much about it, but, you know, he's legal and can do it legally. And so he purchases the Mac Daddy subcompact carry pistol,
right,
in 45 caliber. Well, he couldn't have picked the most difficult handgun on the face of the planet to learn anything with. You know, subcompact pistols are very heavily sprung in respect to, you know, mechanical timing and function and what that machine needs in that size, firing that caliber, what it needs to work with. And they're extremely difficult to manipulate. Some people find it hard to even action the slide.
Right.
So there, you know, failing to do your homework will bite you.
When my sons were going to their concealed carry permit class, I was asking everybody there in the class with them, because both of my sons showed up with Glock 9mm of various flavors. My youngest had a 19, the other one had a 17, right? So, you know, Glock 9mm. Somebody else showed up with a Glock 20 in 10mm, full bore 10mm. He bought 50 rounds of, it was one of those like bear killing rounds or something.
Right.
And I looked at him.
Hunting ammo.
Yeah, but I mean, this guy had just come from, this was his first gun, and this is what they told him would absolutely knock down anything. Because that's probably what he asked him. What can I get that will absolutely knock down anything? He did not finish his qualification with that gun. He had to borrow the instructor's gun because he was having trouble.
Wow.
Yeah, so you can buy not enough guns sometimes, or too much gun. But
certainly not too much.
Yeah.
But see, that's where your knowledge and ability weighs heavy.
Right.
Because you should be able to use... know and understand what it takes to use, like, a .22 caliber, you know, a .22 long rifle snub nose, or, you know, a G20. You know, you just got to identify what you have to work with and go to work with it.
Right.
But that kind of knowledge and ability takes time, if not years, to acquire. I, you know, really don't want to put a limit on anybody's learning curve, but there's, you kind of have a formula. You know, firing or performing the integrated act of firing is a formula. And if you understand the formula and, you know, apply it well, it doesn't, it shouldn't matter whether you're firing a 22 long rifle snub nose or a G20 or what the shooting circumstances are. You're still going to hit the target. You follow me?
I do.
But you have to figure out that formula in real time and apply it to the specific blaster you're firing. That's where your knowledge and experience works. It gives you the ability to develop and apply the formula for your immediate set of circumstances. And there's a lot more moving parts than just, you know, sights and trigger. A lot of moving parts. Like, for example, if, let's say I chose to carry, you know, the 2-inch snub nose 22 long rifle. Well, I have to understand, or you should understand, how your environment's going to change in respect to what you can or cannot do with that 22 snub nose. Now, I'm not talking about in respect to your ability to hit anything. I'm just talking about the working mechanics of ballistics. If you have even, say, some heavy-duty concealment, you may not be able to penetrate it to hit the threat on the other side. You see what I mean?
I do.
If they're using concealment legitimately, you're still going to be able to see their head. But if it was light concealment, I would just, you know, think three-dimensionally in respect to where the rest of his body is behind the concealment and go to work on that part. You know, increase my hit probability, and if penetration is a non-issue, he'll go down. But, you know, do the comparative study. Penetration of a 22 long rifle, which in the human body is phenomenal, but is easily deflected or defeated by any
kind of surface. You know. Yeah. So, hang on there for me. We're talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The suspected 4th of July parade shooter in Illinois used a legally purchased rifle and dressed as a woman to escape police. This as police are not discussing the motive of 21-year-old Bobby Cremo, the suspected gunman in the parade shooting.
At this point, we have not developed a motive from him. Investigators are very much furthering the investigation. They have been in discussions with him.
Police also announcing the seventh death in the parade attack, and 30 people were injured. A new poll shows many Americans blame the federal government for their financial struggles. The Monmouth University survey found 57% citing it as their most important concern, up from 34% this time last year. Gas prices and inflation also top the list of concerns. USA Radio News. A hearing is taking place regarding Mississippi's only abortion clinic. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has a story.
Judge Deborah K. Halford is holding hearings Tuesday to consider a lawsuit filed by Mississippi's only abortion clinic, which is trying to remain open by blocking a state law banning abortions. The law, which state lawmakers passed before the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe, known as a trigger law, is set to take effect on Thursday.
A record low 38% of Americans say they are extremely proud to be American, with another 27% saying they are very proud. Together, 65% of adults express pride in the country. Also, according to Gallup, another 22% say they are moderately proud, with 9% only a little and 4% not at all. According to the latest AAA station survey, the national average price for a gallon of regular gasoline, $4.80. USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And we're talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. I want to shift a little bit if I can. How many people do you come to you that are new shooters who just naturally have a decent grip on the pistol?
That already have a decent grip?
Yeah. They just naturally... instinctively know how to.
It happens quite a bit. Yeah, now that you mention it,
how many do you have to correct?
Well, it depends on what you're doing. See, I'm going to break things down for you. Everybody, normally, when you talk about the grip, just the word refers to your hands, and that in turn, people make the mental leap to firing the gun, right?
Right.
Okay, so dig this. Here's a little S-Dave spin. If you're not firing the gun, what are you doing with it? You better be controlling it.
Right.
Right? So... what is your baseline control grip? What is your control grip for performing attack load or an emergency load or a combat load? You see what I mean?
Right.
What do you need to know, understand, and be able to do in order to control the pistol in its current mechanical state and function the pistol accordingly But have you ever thought of your control grips versus your firing grips? Because dig this, when you have to control the pistol for whatever reasons, you have to control it. But based on what you're doing at that specific moment in time, is it necessary to immediately transition from the control grip to your firing grip? And of course, you know, the reverse is true. When you're done firing, you've made the decision that you've satisfied the threat or the target, and you're going to dismount the gun. Well, then dismount the gun. But how do you control that? Is it your standard control grip, or is there something else involved? You understand where I'm coming from?
I do.
So if you break it down in your mind's eye like that, and you think about the various gun handling tasks in which they have nothing to do with, you know, firing, and everything to do with servicing the pistol, how do you do that? How do you hold the gun to do that specific task? You see what I mean? And then it would be a matter of knowing and understanding what's required to satisfy that,
right,
and transition back into your standard control grip, or immediately transition from the task control grip into your firing grip. I don't know if you followed me on all that, but
well, I think of my grip when I am not extended. I think of my grip on the gun at that point as basically on guard, right? I'm on it. My finger isn't on the trigger.
Are you aiming on the target or what?
Well, if I'm not extended, I'm not aiming on the target. No.
No. Well, yeah, that's what I wanted to clarify, because
right,
I wasn't sure what I heard. So where's the gun? Where are you holding the gun?
The gun I've got close to my chest, sort of at a 45-degree angle, pointing away from me to the left.
Okay.
So now, but when I extend the gun, now all of a sudden my grip is going to change, except my finger's still going to be indexing up there on top of the frame and not on the trigger, unless I have a target. If I'm actually seeking a target out there and I think things might get noisy very shortly, I'm probably going to be out and out front and looking for a target. And then my grip changes. My grip changes. Where I'm pressing and everything else, that all changes.
Okay.
I don't know how to explain that. I'm not on guard anymore. Now I'm actively seeking. I'm more in an attack mode. So I try not to strangle the gun when I'm gripping it.
Right.
And I try not to, you know, if you can grip it so hard that you start to shake. So I don't want to do that either.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But I do want to be pressing it enough up in the high end of the beaver tail to where I'm going to be controlling that muzzle flip with a 9mm, as big as I am. That shouldn't be that hard to do. But controlling that muzzle flip to where I can, you know, have put four rounds down range pretty fast, to the point to where a guy's going, I probably made a bad mistake today.
Right.
So, I mean, I went up. But now, here's a question, though. Here's a question. That's something with people that come to you that naturally have a grip that you look at and you say, this is not classically correct. But if they're actually doing the deed, if they're shooting, they're controlling the recoil, they do, you know, they have their going from...
Absolutely.
Do you leave them alone?
I let them rock and roll.
Yeah?
Yeah, let me explain something about that, man. I've got a specific position on what you just described.
Sure.
Don't fix what's not broke.
Right.
Now check this out. There's the carry three thought process on that is, my job is to set you up for success. It's not to waste your time describing to you everything you're not doing. My job is to observe you firing, evaluate what you could be doing better, and having the opportunity to critique you, explain to you what you can do better. Got it?
I do.
And I don't know, man. I don't know why that's so hard for a lot of firearms instructors to understand, is you're not going to whiz-bang-wow somebody by wasting their time describing all these negative things you saw them do and tell them not to do them. And then the actual beneficial critique starts when it goes to, now, here's what I'd like you to do. You see what I mean?
I do.
Well, that whole front part, you need to chop that away. And you'd be surprised how fast you would improve or have a positive influence on people.
Now, I guess my question would be, like, when you do that and you're looking at somebody and you're like, you know, that is not what we would consider to be the classic way to grip your gun. Although you're hitting the target, you're hitting the target fast and you're controlling the gun really well. So I'm not going to mess with it, but I'm going to show you. I mean, do you ever get out there and say,
I'm not even going to do that.
Right? Okay.
No, I'm not even going to do that. If the individual is performing well based on what it is, you know, I'm asking them to perform. If they're performing well,
right,
I'm not going to critique anything other than, dude, keep doing what you're doing because it's good. So, and, you know, generally, you know, it's some of the more, you know, the simpler firing exercises, you know, and evaluation exercises, you're going to see all this anyway.
Right.
You're going to see all this come about. The point I wanted to drive home is what I do is I observe someone shoot, but I'm doing the math while I'm doing it because there are specific requirements that have to be met in order to hit the target.
Right.
And those are the requirements that I am going to be looking for, you know, those qualities and satisfying those requirements is what I'm going to be looking for in your performance while right. you're doing it. And I'll either see them or not. If I don't see them, I'll tell them, hey, here's what I'd like to see next time. I want you to do blah, blah, blah. Try that.
Hang on right there. Talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed, LLC. So, I got a question regarding... I've got a question regarding grip again, though.
Okay, hit me.
So, if you're out there, should you ever, ever... And when I say if you're out there and you're shooting, you picked a gun, and you're not hitting, no matter what you do, you're not hitting.
Okay.
Is this a moment to reevaluate and try other
your
guns?
Grip?
Yeah.
Okay, let me clarify a couple things, man, first, about your grip. Let's understand the grip first, okay? Four things have to happen. Now, it does not matter whether you have one hand on the pistol or both hands on the pistol. You have to maintain positive control of it and apply muzzle awareness as it applies. Okay? Your grip cannot interfere with the function of the pistol's controls. Your grip has to be solid enough to provide enough resistance, mechanical resistance, for the pistol to function properly, and in respect to aiming, your grip has to be steady, you know, and that's like more in reference, overall steadiness and stability is more of a reference to your overall physical position, but it certainly applies directly to your hands and what you're doing with them. You've got to be stable. So, from a standpoint of evaluating your grip, either, you know, from a static position or from an active position while you're firing, those are the four key aspects of your grip. So whatever you're doing with your hands on the gun, as long as you're satisfying those four requirements, you're good. You should be able to hit all day long.
Now, if you're noticing that problem, should you be looking for somebody to observe you that knows what they're doing and maybe make observations
I'll
as to what
you
they
one thing.
See?
You'll be surprised at this answer, but my immediate response is no.
No.
It depends on who's watching. You know, you got to have a qualified watcher. But in my experience, people that generally look good at the gun and cannot hit the target.
Right.
You want to guess what the issue is? I'll give you a shot at the title, bro. If you get it, you're good.
So they're looking. Okay, so tell me, set me up on this again so I can take a good swing at the title there. Anyway.
Okay, whatever they're doing at the gun with their hands looks good.
Right.
But they're not hitting the target.
Right.
Okay, what do you think the problem is?
They have to either be pressing left, right, bad trigger pull, pressing with the trigger pull.
Easier than that, dude. Easier okay. than that.
What's that?
Blinking.
Blinking.
They blink at the precise moment the gun goes bang because they haven't conditioned themselves to keep their eyes open. It's a natural response to the blast and the overpressure to blink. Perfectly natural. People get all wigged out about it.
Right.
But you got to understand your vision and how your eyes work. You have to condition yourself to keep your eyes open. And 9 times out of 10, people that, you know, your average bear that, you know, they apparently look good at the gun are blinking at the precise moment the gun goes bang to protect their eyes.
Right.
Even though they're wearing eye protection.
Right. Psychological. I get it.
Right.
I get it. I do. Entirely I get it. So,
So that would be the first go-to, man. Make sure they're keeping their eyes open when they're firing.
Right.
Because the only thing they need to be seeing is the front sight on the target at the precise moment the gun goes bang.
You know, when I try,
they could have a crash grip,
right,
and still hit the target.
Well, I believe it or not, I am not an instructor, and I do not claim to be an instructor. It doesn't matter how many classes I go to until I actually take a class to become an instructor.
Right.
I'm not going to ever give anybody any advice on how they should shoot. And I see lots of people that are shooting in ways that makes me cringe, except they're hitting.
Mm-hmm.
Right. They're hitting.
Right.
Now, without getting too much into detail on that, so for that reason, I just don't get involved in that. But what I'm more concerned with is not so much looking at others and observing and saying, well, that's your problem right there. This is what you need to be doing. My thing is... And you know my backstory. I'm just really obsessed with accuracy. I'm really obsessed with being accurate on everything, and I think about things. And, you know, so I've been watching how some of these guys approach this. The different approaches are interesting. But, I mean, with this time now back in the martial arts, I realize then is that no two people are going to do things exactly the same way.
Right, exactly.
And when you can try to get out there and mimic somebody's movement or somebody's technique, but you're not really going to be able to employ it nearly the same way they are.
Well,
so you got to find your own. You got to find your own.
Yeah, find what works for you
and polish
it up.
So that's what I've been thinking about. I've been watching a lot of people the way they carry the gun, and I've been watching a lot of people the way they grip the gun, and.
Right.
Just to get an idea of different mindsets. Not that I think mine is wrong. Some of this stuff actually corroborates what I think.
Right.
But, you know, it's always nice to get out there and observe different things.
Yeah, but my grip changes based on what kind of shot I'm firing.
Right. Well, then
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's all kind of nuances and things to do and not do, but
it's all a learning curve.
Right. Well, one thing I haven't been able to do, because we've been talking into the breaks, is I have not been able to tell people how to find you. So let me do that before we run out of time, because we're about to. Super Dave Harrington, you can find him, first of all, at combatspeed.com. That's his website. That's the school's website. That's where all things pertaining to Combat Speed LLC, they originate there. They are there. The site itself may still be a work in progress. I don't know, but that's where it all starts. Then, if you like Facebook, well, Dave is on Facebook in two different flavors. He has a professional page, Super Dave Harrington, and he has a personal page, Dave Harrington. And this one, you'll get to see his all-terrain vehicles and his guitar riffs and some of the stuff he may be doing. And on the Super Dave one, he may give you an impromptu little video that he shares on his YouTube page, which is also Super Dave Harrington. In addition to that, you can find him on Instagram at sdave_Harrington. And in addition to that, he is the, what would be referred to in Britain as the presenter. He is the he's the host of Trigger Time TV, where I guess there's a, you introduce a few people, and from time to time, do you actually do any demos on the show itself?
Yes, but that, I don't know how they do their scheduling, but I was the host for the 2022 season.
Right. Well,
it should be completed, but I'm not sure.
We'll see if that continues on. Thank you very much for taking the time to join me today.
Thank you for the opportunity, Mr. Bell. Take care, man.
Absolutely. Super Dave Harrington, Combat Speed, LLC. The rant continues. Just me and you will be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to chamberscustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.